the question in my mind is, can the Senate really spare you to be lieutenant governor?
That's a very kind question. I had a strong year this year as the Democratic leader in the Senate, and we stopped some really bad bills. We stopped school vouchers. We stopped HB 77. We stopped the court packing plan. So it was a strong year for us in the Senate, and I've got great colleagues behind me to do the same work. My own career path is, I've spent 12 years in the state Senate, and it's been fantastic. 6 years in the minority, 6 years in the majority. I've seen both sides. I really feel like I've done good work there. But you also sort of feel like there's a time for everything. And I feel like the best way to make a change in the future of the state right now is through the executive branch. And when I saw that Byron Mallott was going to run for governor, I decided to put aside my own ambitions in that arena and get behind him all the way. I couldn't see any value in a contested Democratic primary. So I decided to run for lieutenant governor, get behind Byron, make it a strong team, and push as hard as possible to make a difference for the state from the executive branch.
Senator, what will that look like if Mallott and French get the third floor, and you have Republican-dominated Senate and the House?
Well, I think Tony Knowles made it work pretty well for 8 years, and you have an enormous amount of ability to do things from that third branch. You write the budget. You introduce bills. You have the commissioners. You have all the tools and the levers of executive branch at your disposal, and I think you'll see not a seismic shift, but just, some major changes in how we approach issues like education and health care and issues like clean water and clean air, coastal management. All those issues, I think, will be, changed and in a positive way, where the average Alaskan citizen sees things getting better. Better schools, universal pre-K, for example. I mean, there's no single thing we can do for the state's education system that would make a bigger difference for the least amount of money than to start statewide voluntary pre-kindergarten.
Let's talk about SB 21. The statesman in you must be thinking, we should have settled this on the floor of the legislature. We shouldn't be taking a bill that was passed and signed and then immediately taking it out to the public to say, hey.
It's true. It's not the perfect way to go about things, but when you have on their side, that was it was a brutal, bare knuckle fight to beat the Senate into submission, and they got their way by one vote. It's a generational test of our own self identity, who we are as a people. Are we subjects of the oil industry, or are we the landlords of a ranch in which we run the place? And I really believe that Wally Hickel would be completely on our side if he were alive. And so would Jay Hammond, and so would the great, Bill Egan and Ernest Gruening. And I mean, the great Alaskan, founding fathers and mothers, really. Katie Hurley would be right with us, and is with us. And so is Jane Anvik. We have great, great people on our side. I think it's totally appropriate.
Is there a risk, though, that if SB 21 survives the repeal effort, that the Democrats will be left without a banner issue in November?
I don't think so. I think that the amount of work that's gone into this, the passion that's behind it, it's going to be close either way. If we narrowly win, great, we go back and then make some changes next year with a better governor, I hope, and a more a legislature more mindful of what the public wants in an oil tax bill. That's case one. Case two is, I think this legislature, worst comes to worst, will at least be chastened, and we'll have seen the detrimental effects of what they did in the giveaway. And frankly, they're going to soon wish they hadn't done it this way, because the quick collapse of the state's savings accounts will soon bring this legislature, even if it doesn't change much, face to face with the gravity of their own fiscal choices. They're soon going to be, it's 24 months away from when candidates start talking about, taking part of your dividend or instituting a sales tax statewide or an income tax statewide to try to fill this fiscal gap that they've done with their own vote on oil taxes.